This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 560. Gamescom is all about 7.3. Today's sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATA2017. That's bit.ly/ATA2017. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player.
Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandeth, and everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait, meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever boastful warrior, Toasty, bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I'm your host, Medros. With me, I have Toasty. How you doing, Toasty?
Doing pretty good. It's cooler than I would like it to be right now. I'd like to warm up a little bit. I know I'm usually complaining about it being really hot, but I want it warmer now. So do it. Do it, weather. I know you had one day off with the sun and all that, but I need the heat back. I want it.
You do know that this town is nicknamed Winter Peg, right?
Yep, but we're notorious for having stupid hot summers. And it's not summer yet, so...
Yeah, but...
Get back on that.
We get cold before it's not winter, so...
Eh, cold is relevant.
Okay, then. Just, it's currently too cold, is what you're saying.
It's colder than I would like. I would not say it's too cold.
All right. You're also there, Fandeth. How you doing there, Fan?
I am doing well. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, I guess. Can't complain too loudly. There we go. That's a good way to put it. So, how was your weekend out there, Fan?
It was good. I played more than I have been. I did I have a Shara +9 mythic, I think. It's been a while since I've done a Mythic, so... Or a Mythic Plus, so... Like, let's do a Mythic Plus. I still haven't done the other three Mythics that I have to do for the week, if I want to do the weekly thing. What else? Tuesday, I did some raiding. I came a little late, but... I think I was late because I was cooking dinner or something, but... Managed to get in and... do some things and kill some things, and I ended up getting 3 pieces of tier from Tomb, and then I got a legendary off of Blingatron, which is awesome. And then Friday they wanted me to come back because apparently I'm fun or something, I don't know. And we got another new boss, so I've now killed 7 out of 9 bosses in Tomb, in Heroic, as has Hardcore Casual, so congrats to them, and yay. I love raiding. I miss it so much. I can't, like I said to Drac, our raid leader, I can't really commit to being there 2 nights a week, because I have the show as well, so guaranteeing putting away like a strict 3 nights a week for game stuff is a little, I can't really do it. I can kind of just pick up things here and there, but they completely understand, so as long as the team fits, I can go and have some fun with them, so I'm really excited about that. Other than that, I played a little bit of Hearthstone. I did the Tavern Brawl, and I got some free cards for sucking at picking a qualifier for the tournament. But I still got cards, so that's good.
Can I say something for the record?
Hi, what?
My guy went to the Worlds, and I got three packs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My guy lost, like, first round, I think.
Yeah, so I think they just gave every card packs. I don't think it was actually tied to your success.
Cool.
Which kind of annoys me, honestly. I picked really well. Blindly, but all really well.
You can now pick a team, right? To win at BlizzCon. It's per country, so there's like USA is one of them, and there's four countries in total. So I can't remember when it closes. I think it closes on like the 26th or something.
Yeah, I think that's for Gamescom, isn't it?
Oh, maybe it's for Gamescom.
Yeah, it was United States, South Korea, I want to say Ukraine.
That sounds right.
Can't remember the fourth one.
It's probably on the Hearthstone website, but yeah. So that was pretty much my week. How about you, Toasty?
Didn't do a lot of raiding this week. I was having internet troubles on Tuesday, so it kept me out for a good chunk of the night. Was that Tuesday? I can't remember now.
Yeah.
I feel like that was Tuesday.
Yeah, it was.
Didn't raid on Friday. Kind of wrote it on Friday instead of that. I was watching Critical Role Live. Yeah, so no WoW that night. And then the majority of my WoW time was spent tackling Trial of Style, trying to unlock all the sets that you get as a reward, or that you can buy using the tokens you get from Trial of Style. So I got first place with my warrior and my priest and my shaman and my druid. So I got all four transmog sets, and the only one that I can even remotely see myself using is the plate set, because the leather set looks very roguish, and I probably won't ever roll a rogue. I just don't have fun with them. The mail set for the shaman looks like trash. Like, literal trash. So, I probably won't ever wear that. The cloth, I mean, it was okay, but I have the one set I really like wearing with my priest, and I'll probably just keep sticking to that. So, I don't know. The plate ones were really nice, at least, and depending on if I can find a decent weapon to go with that, I might end up using it. Leveled up my priest a bit more, got her up to 109, and got fed up real quick. Not with actually playing my priest, but with the groups I was getting. They were really bad. Like, I'm a disc priest, so I got a DPS to heal, which is great, except for when I'm second on the DPS charts behind tunes that are 110 already, first of all. And, you know, actual DPS specs. Mm-hmm. Plus, our tank didn't believe in mitigation or didn't know how to use their mitigation. So they were, like, constantly at, like, sub 50% the entire time, and it was frustrating. Normally I'm pretty good at keeping up my atonement so I can keep everybody healed up, but I could not keep that guy healed at a reasonable health level that left me feeling comfortable. Like, if he was above 50%, I would have been okay. I would have been comfortable with that, but constantly below 50, at some point just hovering just above death. So I got real sick of that group and dropped after the first boss because I just did not want to deal with that. Then I ran some Mythic Pluses on Saturday. Oh, not some, just one. Just one Mythic Plus. I think it was a +6 vault, so nothing too stressful, like, at all, really. Pretty much just didn't really pay too much attention to what was going on. Just talked with the guildies while we were doing it.
Cool.
That's pretty much my weekend. Well, and yeah, that's it.
All right. My weekend WoW was not much WoW. My in-laws were coming over. My parents, my sister, like my whole family except for my brother and his fiance, came over on Saturday. My parents and my sister live in Mexico right now, so they were in for a visit. Had them over on Saturday. My in-laws are coming in on Thursday. Pretty crazy. Looking forward to a day or two of relaxation, but unfortunately a lot of prep for the visits did mean basically lacking in WoW for the week, unfortunately. Did kind of basics, my 18-hour complete a quest things, making sure to do at least strike stuff, but that's about it. Hopefully in future I can do better, but this week was just not working.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, family, right?
Yep.
That's kind of an obligation.
Yeah, when family comes in from another country, you generally should spend time with them.
Generally, yeah.
But it was a good time. Found a really great place for some very delicious steaks at a good price. So dinner on Saturday was really awesome. And I've got lots of steak for lunches this week.
I saw you tweeting your leftovers. Yum.
Oh, man. So Walmart here has a box of 10 Angus steaks for $25. And I had some of those for lunch today. They were so good. I definitely want to get more. Mm-hmm. And they come like packaged in twos, so you're not lacking at all in ability. Like for two of us, there's just enough. If we make just one package, it's good for a dinner. So awesome. And again, not a lot of WoW, unfortunately, but. Had a good weekend anyway, so.
That's good. It was a gorgeous weekend for being outside, and it was a little warm on Saturday, but.
Yeah, we were actually inside.
Warmer than we're used to. Oh yeah.
Yeah, which was really ironic. My grandmother came over as well with my parents, and we didn't think that she would be able to handle being outside in the heat. So instead of my sister and parents being a little more comfortable than they were, I decided to be inside and just do that. So, because that's what you do. So, but yeah, it was a good weekend, good week, but not a lot of World of Warcraft, unfortunately. So, all right. So I guess let's talk about the weekend. Well, I guess.
Yeah. So. Fairly quiet week as far as the WoW events go, because Trial of Style is ending today, but this coming week is going to be the Pet Battle bonus event, so that runs from August 22nd to the 28th. I might check that out. I haven't done Pet Battles in forever, and if I can get XP for doing pet battles, maybe I can work on leveling a tune like that, just for fun, just for something different. I probably won't do that, but sounds like a good idea. Also, PvP Brawl Warsong Scramble is this week as well, so that runs from the 22nd to the 28th, and that's it. Next week I will probably bring up Dark Moon Fair, because that'll be coming the week after, but that's in the future. That's future us. Quiet for this week in WoW.
Cool. Alright. So I guess let's talk about our first subject, which I think was something actually came out today. Basically, Blizzard has stated they're planning to launch a global diversity and inclusion initiative in order to boost women and minority group employment figures within their company. Now, apparently, currently only 21% of Blizzard's workforce are women, and 14% are underrepresented minority groups. And I think it's really awesome that Blizzard's wanting to improve that. You know, they do have some awesome people working for them, but I can only imagine they will have even more awesome people when they get to work on actually including people who are underrepresented in their company. What do you guys think?
I mean, I'm all for initiatives like that, obviously, because, you know, minority.
Well, get your application in now, man.
Maybe. I don't know if they'll be willing to bring in a QA from Canada. I mean, I guess it's worth a shot.
Never hurts to try.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, to me, it's always good to see initiatives like this. And I mean, it's great that they're trying to diversify and all that other good stuff. What about you, Fenn? What do you think about it?
I have to say I'm all for this. Our company is actually really good for something similar, where we have a bunch of women in our office that go out and try to get other women or even younger girls interested in technology. So they run like a Ladies Learning Code event, which is just to introduce people. And it's not exclusively to girls as well. Like, anybody can join it, but it's just called Ladies Learning Code to try to get more females into kind of the technology space. We actually have a lot of women in our office, which is great. Like, as developers, we're probably one of the best ratio companies that I know of for this. So I'm totally all for it.
Cool. Yeah, kudos to Blizzard for announcing this and for wanting to improve the stats for their employment numbers. It's really awesome. All right, let us move along to our next subject, shall we?
All right, so it is currently August 21st, which means we're just under, oh wow, we're just over 2 months away from BlizzCon. Wow. Wow.
Right.
So with BlizzCon comes their whole host of contests that we normally see over there. That includes the 2017 original art contest, then the movie contest, the costume contest, and the talent contest. If you're wishing to take part in any one of those contests, keep in mind that the deadline to submit your entry for each contest is August 31st. So you have 10 days if you're listening live, and 8 days. 8 days if you're listening on the download. So get your stuff together.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to the ArtCon. I always love checking out the art specifically whenever I'm at BlizzCon. I mean, I make a point of going over there. Because, I mean, like, the movie costume and talent stuff, I feel like is, you can still enjoy that while watching it on the virtual ticket. I find with art, it's easier to appreciate. It's better to appreciate it in person.
Yeah.
So being able to check some of that stuff out, that's always the highlight of my, one of the highlights of my BlizzCon. Reminds me how incredibly untalented I am.
Speaking of art, did you get an art-related Kickstarter email today?
Art-related Kickstarter? That's for Con Before the Storm?
Yeah.
I think I already submitted my choices
a while ago. You can only do it today, as far as I know.
Oh, I got a different pack, so maybe I got to pick early.
Oh, alright. Well, that's not fair. It's totally fair.
Yeah, I got the early bird ones. I think I got to pick early.
Gotcha. I did not. Alright.
Huh. I was going to say something related to that, and I forget. Boo. Sorry.
It's okay.
Moving on. There's a new scenario that just came out last week. Probably Tuesday?
On Tuesday.
Called Azeroth's Warning. I don't know how much we want to go into this because it's possible some people haven't done it yet. I have not done it, although I watched the video for it on Tuesday. So maybe we'll like hold off on talking too much about it because of spoilers. But it starts off when you first log in, you get a quest from Magni Bronzebeard to go meet him somewhere. And yeah, you get to see some interesting things, and I think the very end of it is supposed to be where we see see Draenor, and that's something that came up several
Argus.
Or Argus, yeah, that's something that came up.
Nobody wants to see Draenor again.
Shh.
I think we're done with Draenor for a
moment. Yeah, you're right, but that's something that happens when you finish the tomb of Sargeras. So I think it's just to be able to bring everybody to the same point as far as the like the world looks and feels. But I think it's cool. Like I said, I watched the video. I haven't actually gone and done it yet. But it's pretty interesting. And it only takes a couple of minutes to go through. So if you haven't done it yet and you like story stuff, go do it.
Redzian posted an interesting question in chat. Like, I wonder if that was it as far as pre-7.3 stuff, or if it's possible we're going to see more of it. I'd enjoy that. And correct me if I'm wrong. In the past, when it comes to like leading up to the patches, have we seen content like this where we get like little mini quests before the next patch comes out without actually getting another patch?
I feel like
more recently they've kind of teased at a couple little things, but I could be wrong. But I would expect to maybe see more stuff coming up this week with Gamescom.
Yeah, because apparently Gamescom's going to be all about 7.3.
Exactly.
I'm not bitter about that at all.
I heard something about that today.
You what?
I heard a rumor about that today, yeah.
In the the video that they had today?
Yeah, well, more in our show title, but okay.
And Renzine acknowledged that we've seen quest lines in advance on a weekly basis, but, like... I can't remember typically if that was included as the next patch and we kind of work our way there, or if it's part of the previous patch and then the next patch launches. I can't remember that exactly. I feel like it may have happened during... There's a possibility that it may have happened during Mists of Pandaria with all the lead up to Siege of Orgrimmar. Maybe?
There's always some lead up stuff to it, yeah.
But I can't remember if that came as part of the Siege patch. Or that was part of that Darkspear Rebellion patch. So, patch right before Siege. Because the patch right before Siege was definitely just a whole bunch of. like lead up to the Siege of Orgrimmar. I mean, that was the entire purpose of that patch, if I'm remembering correctly.
Well, I mean, we're totally not getting a patch the next week, right? I mean, we all know it's not going to happen, right? We haven't announced it yet.
Yeah, sure.
You say that with a tone of disbelief there. Do you not agree with me, Toasty?
Not at all.
Okay.
Anything can happen. This is Blizzard.
And don't forget, Gamescom is this week, and it's all about 7.3.
That's right. Don't you forget it.
And not about the next expansion.
I won't forget it. think at all, probably.
Well, it's not just all about 7.3, but that's what Warcraft in Gamescom is all about, 7.3.
I mean, to be fair, that is legitimately what they said.
Yeah.
The title of the show is a direct quote from that preview video.
That is pretty awesome, I must say. But yes, I wish it was a expansion announcement, personally.
Oh, that just means I get to have that at BlizzCon. I'm okay with that.
Uh-huh. I'm okay watching it from the comfort of my own home.
Well, yeah, you're joining me for the recording, right there, Fan? Barring any other complications in life that may prevent that happening, of course.
We'll see. There'll be a child at home.
I'll periscope it for you guys. Periscope's still a thing, right?
You do understand it's unlikely you'll be able to get anything that's even closely related to a video out of that connection, right?
Hmm?
There's no way you're getting video out of BlizzCon.
Not talking about my connection's great every year. I literally never have issues with connecting.
All right.
Every year I've been there.
All right, if you can get a Periscope video, I will stream it on the live stream that we do.
Challenge accepted, if I remember.
And don't get your phone taken away.
Do I even still have Periscope on my phone? Let's find out. I do have Periscope. Wow. I thought I'd remove that a long time ago. Yeah, okay.
All right, I'll hold you to this. We'll see how that goes. Let's put it that way.
All right
then. Definitely check out that scenario. It sounds pretty cool. So we're getting their new heirloom in the next patch, it looks like. This is pretty cool. It sounds like we're getting an heirloom necklace called the Minari Training Amulet. And apparently it's going to come as a reward from a mission, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, unfortunately it doesn't have any bonus experience, so I immediately don't care about it.
But you can move faster.
Yeah.
Are you saying you move faster already?
I already move pretty quick.
Yeah, with your
like with priest, I have that stupid. Yeah, with the warrior, I have that. That leap with my priest, I have those feathers. With my hunter, I have harpoon. I'm good.
Feathers.
Those feathers are awesome.
And
I can cheese races because I have life group.
I think it's really cool that they're doing this. I'm really intrigued to see if the stats on that change. But it's always good to have new cool stuff. But this is going to be coming from the special mission table, right?
I can promise you that they will change as you level up.
As in, will they add something like experience bonuses or something like that to it more than...
Oh. Probably not. You get so much experience bonuses from the other gear. You don't get from... Oh, you do get from the rings. You don't get from the weapon, though. So, there's so much plus experience on the gear already, I don't think they'll add more.
Plus you got potions, too.
Yeah.
But I want more. I want that leveling experience done.
Just buy the insta level 80, then.
Level 100?
Mm-hmm. That's what I meant.
Level 80. Wow, so we're back in Wrath? Is that what's going on?
Sure. Wrath was fun. I enjoyed it.
I did too. That was my first expansion.
There you go.
Well, it's really cool they're adding that, and maybe there'll be more Easter eggs we don't know about in this coming patch.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so... Toasty, I need you to drag this soap for about at least 20 minutes, okay?
20 minutes? Talking about combat animations?
Yeah.
They're cool combat animations, don't get me wrong. Except, you know, the only caster that I really have there is my priest. And as far as I can tell, this priest doesn't see too many changes.
I'm confident you can do this.
Okay, so, as you can tell, a bunch of the caster specs have seen improved animations. So that'll be the priest, druid, shaman, and mage. So each class has a each class has a different precast animation. Like for example, the shamans, they have very glowy elemental stuff going on around their hands. All the mage specs are seeing something cool too. And what else was really cool? Shoot. I remember watching all these too, and I was completely blanking on every single one of the new animations that I really liked. Also, I guess it's not all cluster specs. I completely forgot about Warlock. Warlock's not there. But I think they had new animations coming into Legion, right, Ben?
I don't remember. I really don't remember. I don't pay attention to the animations very much. Like, I just hit buttons and things go pew-pew, and then they flop dead.
I remember being surprised that they updated the Shaman animations, because I feel like they just redid those in Mists. And again, that was two expansions ago. Oh, wow, that was two expansions ago. That was a long time ago.
Everybody forgets about Draenor.
For good reason.
Well, yeah.
Oh, so I just looked up Warlock animations. It says Warlock spell animations confirmed, not in 7.3 but 7.35.
Okay.
So I guess some they've updating some and the for 7.3, and they'll be updating others in 7.35.
Go on, give me improved disc priest, because like I would like something. I remember looking through all like disc priest is fun to play mechanically. I really enjoy it. But it's far from visually engaging. I have Penance, which is just a swirly bit of light that flies toward my target. And whatever my dot is, and I can't remember the name of it right now. But for the most part, most of my spells don't have a visual effect, and it's really boring. I would like to see that change. Come on, Liz, give me something here. So yeah, like I said, shamans have a bunch of cool things they even, like. Looks like a magma effect and a water effect when they're casting, so they have to cover with that. Priests are floaty things now, which is kind of cool. And in the article that Blizzard put out, they actually focused on specifically some of the one-handed casts. They've added, like, they're adding variety to the way instant cast spells look. So, the example they use in the art in the post they put up was like the beefier spells have a stronger emphasis put on them. So you just sort of shoot your arm straight out, kind of thing. Meanwhile, the lighter, less damaging spells that are instant casts are just like a flick of the wrist, like very carelessly cast. And I like that extra little bit of flavor. It just feel like it would feel more. It would give them the casts more meaning, I think, just visually speaking, anyway. Yeah. I'm liking how the constant updates to all the animations. They definitely put a larger focus on that this expansion, because like all the melee classes saw a bunch of improved animations coming into Legion, and now we're seeing the casters being improved. And you know, like, it leaves me wondering what they're going to be doing for the next expansion.
See, I would like to be happy with this. I'd like to be excited with this. However, I'm pretty sure my Moonkin casting is not going to change at all, because it never has. Like, we didn't get any special look for our artifact weapon. We rarely see any work other than nerfs. It's disgusting. And where's Paladin?
I like my Monk. Paladin's not a caster.
I cast spells. I cast shock it in.
Shock it in. That's legit.
And I feel like the Paladins... Didn't the Paladins see an update coming into Legion?
Probably not. I don't know.
I
probably wouldn't notice if I did, honestly.
Updated Paladin animations. Yep, coming into Legion.
We need more.
Hmm?
We need more.
Of course you do, because Paladins are never happy.
No. We're greedy.
See, that's the result of playing a suboptimal class.
I see. So, how long has yours been that way? Pretty sure longer than mine.
I never needed any changes to my animations. I enjoyed all the animations.
Alright, then. Whatever
you... The animations were very satisfying. They had some weight to them. And all Legion did was improve on that feeling.
Okay, then. Alright, see, that's 7 minutes. You have about another 13 more.
Oh, my.
Stuff and things. I got nothing, man.
Alright. Fan, it's you next. You have 20 minutes to cover the preview of Gamescom.
Yeah, you know what? I'll cover this in 5 minutes, and you have 15 minutes to find more content to talk about, because I'm pretty sure that that Toasty and I have covered, created these notes so far, so take it.
You know, it's almost like Blizzard is saving all their news and announcements for this week. I have no idea why.
What's interesting? Well, you know what? We could just play the whole preview at Gamescom video, because that's 19 minutes and 10 seconds.
We could. However, it's not that very engaging when you can't actually, you know, see it.
But it's got Terpster, and it's got terrible script reading, because you're watching people like stare at the camera. Like I said today, it felt like I was watching the next Food Network star, because I was watching that last night, and they teach them to look at the camera while they're talking, like engage with the person and look at the camera while they're talking, and that's exactly what they were doing in this video, and it just irked me. Otherwise, like, I think I love Terpster, he's awesome, and so a lot of really cool stuff came out of the video, except for, you know, we're only going to talk about 7.3 for World of Warcraft. But other things that they touched on were the Darkmoon Fair. So they're having a Darkmoon Fair at the Blizzard booth. There's a new dungeon in 7.3, and so you'll be able to play that on the floor at Gamescom. And one of the neat things that they're doing is doing like a legit group finder, where like you walk around and you find your group, and then I don't know if they're actually doing that, but that's what they said in the video.
That's what it sounded like, which is kind of awesome.
That's cool, yeah. Just like walk around and looking for healer, looking for tank. Must be whatever item level.
What you're saying is Link they achievement. Stole from Pokemon Go.
Link achievement.
Walk around looking for more people. Okay.
Yeah, because Pokemon Go originated that. Yep. Absolutely.
Totally. It's all Niantic.
I'm just imagining people yelling out achievement names now.
Or Thunderfury, Blessed Blade of the Windseeker.
Did someone say Thunderfury, Blessed Blade of the Windseeker? Oh my god, okay. So, if any of our listeners are going to Gamescom, I need you to do that for me. I didn't know I needed that in my life until right now. Do it. Record it.
Bonus points. If you get a Periscope of that and you send it to us, one of us will give you a special prize.
Yes, I am down with that.
Dear BlizzCon attendees, I had nothing to do with this.
No, this is not for BlizzCon, this is for Gamescom.
Yeah.
Dear Gamescom attendees, I had nothing to do with this.
No, that's totally fine. I will be happy to own that.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, glad to hear it.
Or we could split it, whichever. Me and Toasty. Comes from the heart. So I just thought, like, so the last topic, when we were talking about art, I was going to ask if you were going to write something on the huge wall when you're at BlizzCon.
Of course I am. I always do.
Sweet. I need to see pictures of that.
Yeah. I mean, that's, like, every year, like, the first year we went, that was the first thing I did. I went to that wall.
Nice.
Now I make sure to go there at least once. Occasionally I'll go twice.
Okay, back to the Gamescom stuff. Another thing that's happening is Nova and Set Sail for Fail are going to race against each other in Mythic Dungeons live on stage on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Oh, that's exciting.
Sorry, none of those are Big Stupid Guild or Fat Shark.
No, but Set Sail for Fail is kind of riding on that.
No, I need one of those two guilds.
What else? I touched on the new instance, so that'll be interesting to see when they reveal some more information about that. And I wonder what else can we talk about with Gamescom stuff. There's the Hearthstone stuff. Were they talking about the expanding on the Fireside Gathering stuff?
Yeah.
Or Fireside Brawl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have Fireside Brawl, which is a group raid against the Lich King. Oh, Medros, this is like Pokemon Go, where everybody fights the Lich King and have to knock him down because he has way too much life for any one person to destroy. How does that make you feel?
Well, I'd like to be in Gamescom right now. And that is, I promise that has only small part to do with the fact that I get Mr. Mime.
I mean, is that specifically the Fireside Brawl, or is that just something they're doing at Gamescom and the Fireside Brawl was something else that they announced?
No, the note here from the post about Gamescom says, Hearthstone players can enjoy an early look at the new Fireside Gathering features during Gamescom, where they'll join forces in a whole new kind of Fireside Brawl, a group raid against the Lich King. And it sounds like Fireside Brawl is going to be something that happens more. So you might see that at BlizzCon when you're there as well. It might be at all those kinds of events where you can do those fights and get special rewards. I don't know what the rewards are going to look like. I'm just assuming that there's a reward because, you know, reward for doing stuff.
I mean, yeah, obviously. I mean, probably just packs or back or something like that.
And then, did you want to touch on the hero stuff?
Yeah, sure. So, anyway, here's the storm. There was an announcement relating to WoW at Gamescom. So, for those of you who play Heroes of Storm, there have been a couple of characters that have been requested over and over and over and over again every time we get a new hero. You know, first it was the Necromancer from Diablo 3, or from Diablo. We got that. One of the other ones that's been requested and is finally coming to Heroes of Storm is Kel'Thuzad. He's an assassin hero. He's an assassin hero, mage, obviously. And it looks like he plays very much like a plays a lot of control in mind by the looks of it. So one of his abilities is Death and Decay, which is exactly what it sounds like if you're at all familiar with the Death Knight Death and Decay. Only in this case you launch an orb that explodes and it'll deal damage to enemies within an area and leave behind a pool of decay that lasts a couple of seconds. Then there is Frost Nova. Again, exactly what it sounds like. It creates a Nova that explodes after 1 second and it'll deal damage and root everybody in there for 1 second. Then there's a chain to kill the Zod, launch a chain, deal damage, launch another chain, deal damage, and when you launch the chains to two separate enemies, it'll actually pull them together and smack them into each other, which I love that visual so much. And it'll stun them for a little bit. The two different heroic abilities are Frost Blast, it's a meteor of ice targeted at a hero, and it'll deal damage and root for 1.5 seconds. And there's Shadow Fissure, creates a fissure on the battleground, and deals significant damage to heroes in that area. So it looks like when you're playing Kel'Thuzad, you're going to be playing a lot of controlling the battlefield with his various stuns and area of effect abilities. So that should be an interesting interaction. And I feel like all those abilities fit really well with what we would imagine Kel'Thuzad to be having. The animation, the reveal cinematic for Kel'Thuzad was actually really cool. It's a different style than what we're used to normally. It's, 3D animated stuff, and that was not the case. It very much resembled like a traditionally animated short. So that art style was really cool, and I really enjoyed that. And I'd like to see Blizzard do more of that stuff because it was actually very well done. I like the little shout out they did to Jaina being a Dreadlord.
That was pretty funny.
They've been doing a lot of weird stuff with Jaina in their cinematics lately. Scourge Lord Jaina, and now Dreadlord Jaina. Are they trying to tell us something? I hope not. I mean, I don't like the idea of Jaina, of them going that route with Jaina's story. But lately it seems like they're really driving towards that. So, I don't know. We'll see. I was hoping we'd see this year at Gamescom, but apparently Gamescom is all about 7.3. Yeah.
Apparently.
For a while. It's other stuff for other things.
Yeah, like Overwatch had some cool stuff. Oh, I can't wait for the Overwatch stuff.
One other thing, I'm just looking at a post that's like a blue post from I guess last week. It said that Carbot Animations will be doing a Heroes of the Storm drawing session live on stage on Thursday. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, that'd be really cool. All the Carbot stuff.
Yeah.
It is pretty wicked.
Oh, I haven't watched some of that in a while now. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing after the show.
There's a lot of stuff to catch up on. Because there's the Warcraft... Well, there's one for like every Blizzard franchise. Or IP.
I'm done for that.
Is there one for every... I know they did some brief ones for Diablo, but did they turn that into a series?
I thought so.
Okay.
Well, maybe not. No, they have one as late as June 29th, so... Oh, wow, it's a birthday surprise. Oh, that was for Rise of the Necromancer. So yeah, maybe they don't have regular ones for that for Diablo.
They do definitely have animations for all the franchises.
Yeah,
just not regular ones. I think they were doing a WoW one.
Yeah.
And a StarCraft one.
Yep. and Heroes, Hero Storm.
Yeah, yeah. Can't recall a lot of the Overwatch ones I've seen.
And then there's, isn't there StarCraft as well?
I said StarCraft.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Well, they started with StarCraft, that right?
Yeah, that's what they started with, I think.
Yes.
But yeah, that is really cool to hear. All right, eight more minutes, guys. Sorry, 7 more minutes. That's all we need to cover. 7 more minutes. No?
You have the floor, sir.
Alright, we're in trouble. Actually, there is something I want to mention. I don't know how many people out there got an email. I think it was actually Friday, I think it was sent out. But Blizzard has basically announced a few contests being held by different sites to get tickets to BlizzCon. So Republic of Gamers, which is an ASUS organization, I guess, NVIDIA, and NZXT all have contests that will allow you to win a chance to win a ticket to BlizzCon. So if you are interested, definitely check it out. It looks like NVIDIA's is starting in September, and I think the NZXT one, or the Republic of Gamers one, is a little bit later as well. But yeah, definitely check it out. It looks like it'll be pretty cool, and you know, maybe you'll get a chance to get a ticket to BlizzCon. That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
You know, I love how you also say Z instead of Z.
I worked in call centers too long, man.
Yeah,
they spoiled me to it.
I mean, I do the same because of working and being on. Well, I used to be on support calls, and work with directly with people from the U.S. So.
Yeah.
I flip-flop back and forth between the two.
It's also easier to say. Right. And I'm a developer, so I'm lazy. So I do path of least resistance, right? So Z is like, it's just there. Z, you have to like work a little harder to say.
I mean, it's not that much harder.
I don't know. Give me something. Come on.
No.
Okay.
Then you gotta worry about the song not rhyming. The song. Oh, no, never mind. Forget I said anything.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad you spelled that out in your head.
I'm tired, alright? It's been a long couple of weeks.
So maybe we should do some sponsor stuff.
Sure, we can do that. Alright, so our sponsor for this episode, of course, is the great folks over at Audible. They have great audiobooks, some of the best, most fun reads you'll ever find. And I decided this week we're going to kind of take it back to one of our earliest submitted suggestions for an audiobook. I think you guys will recognize it, but let's give it a listen and see what you guys think.
I'm practicing piano, Ender. Come turn the pages for me. Oh, is the monitor boy too busy to help his brother? Is he too smart? Gotta go kill some buggers, astronaut? No, no, I don't want your help. I can do it on my own, you little bastard, you little third. This won't take long, Andrew, said the doctor. Ender nodded. It's designed to be removed without infection, without damage, but there'll be some tickling, and some people say they have a feeling of something missing. You'll keep looking around for something, something you were looking for, but you can't find it and you can't remember what it was. So I'll tell you, it's the monitor you're looking for and it isn't there. In a few days, that feeling will pass. The doctor was twisting something at the back of Ender's head. Suddenly, a pain stabbed through him like a needle from his neck to his groin. Ender felt his back spasm.
That is, of course, Ender's Game. It is written by Orson Scott Card. It is a really awesome, really fun book. I definitely recommend checking the entire series out. The narrator is a team. There's different characters narrated by different people, different scenes by different people to kind of give a very distinct feel. The lead narrator, I think, is Stefan Radicki. He's narrated some of my favorite books on Audible. And they do have the entire series over on Audible, so definitely check it out. Go to bit.ly/ATA2017, and we thank Audible for sponsoring the show.
Also, they did an audio play style, basically.
Sort of, but it's more scenes are narrated by different people. So like, if scenes from like the sister's perspective, it'll be a different narrator than from Ender's perspective versus people who are at the school's perspective. They try to change it up as best they could.
Okay. Interesting.
It gives a very interesting feel to the entire endeavor. So, right. I really enjoyed reading that, or listening to that, I guess. All right, but let's move along, shall we?
Absolutely. So it's question of the week time. So our question of the week last week was, what kind of announcement are you expecting to happen at Gamescom?
We didn't really say ours, so let's go through ours. What was yours, Fan?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, obviously it's not a WoW expansion. Well, you never know. They could be just lying to us. I don't know. I mean, we know that they're going to tell us more about 7th. You know what? I'm expecting maybe a little bit more, some stuff about the lead up to the expansion. That might happen.
Oh yeah, that could happen.
Like outside of 7.3/7.3.5 or whatever, but like, you know how you always have like the certain quests and stuff that kind of lead you into the expansion. So kind of some of the story that's going to lead you into the expansion.
See, and that leaves me wondering, like, how are they going into detail about that without actually talking about the next expansion?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That will be hard for sure.
I think it's well documented what I expected to come out of Gamescom. I'm obviously wrong. Maybe, more than likely.
I'm glad you answered as if we didn't already have the "it's all about 7.3 thing.
Hey, I just have to be honest, okay? This is from last week's perspective. Because all the answers we have are from last week's perspective, before the preview.
And it's totally not because we completely forgot to do it during the show. Totally not the case. At all. Right?
I mean, we threw it in anyway. Right? Did we? I can't remember now.
Yeah, I recorded it. We're off show. It didn't sound very good, okay. But it sounded okay.
Alright.
Alright. For me, I was looking forward to a new WoW expansion. I'd like to kind of get an idea from them about what we can expect after 7.3. As we don't currently have a clear line of what to expect from moving from 7.3, you know, through whatever is coming to the next expansion. We don't have anything announced for the next expansion. I don't know. It's hard to say.
I know what to expect out of 7.3. 7.3.5. Whatever the name of the raid is that I'm completely blanking on now is opened up.
That's no idea.
Uh-huh.
All right. So our answers for the question of the week. Erlina said that the new WoW expansion, The Shores of Kul'Tiras. Scary Scott said, I think it'll be more about 7.3 news and release date with more of a teaser about the next expansion than full-fledged announcement at BlizzCon. At least I hope it's how they do it, or else no one will really care about Argus and just want the new expansion as soon as they announce it.
Yeah, reading yours, Scott. Yeah, that definitely makes a bit more sense. Doesn't stop me from wanting the expansion news. Frazzly says, I'm expecting either the expansion or the announcement of a move to DLC. People in the Discord had a little discussion about that throughout the week, and the move to DLC, I think at this point, doesn't make too much sense for WoW. I feel like they're fully, they're pretty ingrained in the expansion, in the expansion format, and making the move to that would, I feel like, put a lot of the core audience off. And it will put me off.
Me too.
Yeah. Fen?
So, oh, sorry. I'll get to that part after. Red Zian said, Diablo 4 or a completely different style of game set within Sanctuary? Going back to the raid for Argus, it's called Antorus, the Burning Throne.
Ah, okay.
All right. Yeah, so we are not going to give away a prize, because apparently I forgot to post this to Twitter. But for next week's question, we will give away two random prizes to make up for that. So what's our question for week next week?
Go ahead, Toasty. You thought of it.
So the question of the week for next week is, what other themes would you insert into the trial of style? And, oh, man. You know, I thought of this. I didn't actually think of an answer for it. I mean, I like what they did with the epic purple thing, because I got to run with that color theme. I don't recall there being a lot of, like, color-specific themes for the trial of style. So just more of that, I think, would be pretty cool.
I would like a trial of style best-looking Holy Warrior of the Alliance.
Incoming warrior in purple judgment.
But you're not a Holy Warrior of the Light. You must cast light spells to prove it. Ha ha.
I think I have that sparkle, the thing that makes my armor sparkle. That's light. I feel like that would pass off. What about you, Ven?
This isn't really a good question for me, because I didn't do anything in the trial of style, and I like collecting items, but I don't transmog at all, like, ever. I think I did once, so that I could put the wings on my gear, that the old warlock tier and the new warlock tier has as well, but that's like the only time that I've done transmog, so I can't really provide a good answer for this. I'm sorry.
I guess it's alright.
I also have no style.
I have plenty of style. I won trial style 4 times.
There you go. You're fabulous.
Fabulous.
All right, I think that's about it. So let's move on to our shoutouts. Fan, what's your shout out for the week?
I'm gonna shout out Hardcore Casual for bringing me along to raid and do heroics, because it was so much fun. Missed it. Yeah, because I used to do like what. Today is mythic, and totally loved that. Just the progression on bosses, and like slowly getting better, learning the fight, and always taking a step forward, except for the one time or two that you take a step back, and then you kind of pull your head out and keep going. So it's super fun. So that's that.
All right, Toasty.
I want to give a shout out to all the people joining us in the chat room today. So that is Erlina, Junks, Red Zine, and Scary Scott. Thanks for hanging out, guys. Frazzly, I'm calling you out for ditching us. I mean, I know it's for school and stuff, but still, that was bad, man.
All right, and I'm going to shout out all of our listeners who are not with us in the live chat. Come join us someday. We'd love to hear from you. All right, then. So I think that's about it. Let's do the outro, shall we?
All right. So, if you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-ATA-WOW-5 or 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show at allthingsazeroth.com. And if you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. You can find the show over on Twitter at allthingsaz. Medros is at Medros. Fandeth is at Fandeth. I'm at ToastyPostyCan. And you can find the network over at Dawnforge. And please check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Universe.
Alright, and we'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of an eclipse, I guess.
The eclipse is already done, dude.
Yeah, but we're still on the side of it.
No.
Whatever.
We're going to be on the same side.
No, we're not. Whatever. Anyways. I was having a reveal. There we go.
Well, there you go.
Jerks.
Day bow bow. Chicka chicka.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from Dawnforge Productions, copyright 2017. Find us online at thedawnforge.com.